All righty, let's get this train rolling. This is a public hearing for Friday, September 6, 2019. Notice for 10:30 a.m. Thank y'all for coming. We have a quorum present. This is the second of three required hearings on the budget process, and this is also to accept public comment on the budget and further discuss the budget. We'll start off by asking Ms. Gentry to say the prayer and Mr. Nicholson to lead us in the pledges.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day and for your goodness and your grace and your hand of provision that's over our county and us as individuals and our families. We thank you, Father, for the hope and future of salvation and a place in heaven given to us by your Son. I ask that you would be with those, Father, that serve to protect us at home and abroad, to keep us free and to keep us safe, Father. Be with their families and bless them. See that their needs are met. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank both of you for that. All right, item two is public hearing on the proposed budget and tax rate.
Good, it's up this time. How much is the total budget? Because y'all have been adding here and cutting there and everything. I know it was 16.8 million at one time. What is it now, ballpark figure?
Ms. Williams, we would have let you answer that. He just wants ballpark.
It really hasn't changed. It's still at the bottom.
And the plan is still for, you're still proposing a 2-cent increase in taxes of this time, right?
That's correct. Do any of my commissioners have any questions, comments?
I have one more question I want to ask. How the budget, how does that compare to last year's? Is it up, down, about the same?
It's up a little bit. It's up compared to last year.
Okay.
How much is it up from last year?
I don't have that number right now, Judge, but I can it's up maybe half a million.
It's 18, 19, that's a little less on the insurance.
How much is it up, according to what you're saying?
Well, we're going
to
take some off the insurance, it looks like. No, we're not either. So it's up about a million, Madam Auditor.
About a million.
We're closing in on getting this budget done and finally approved. From where we left off last time, were you able to make all those other requests fit into your budget, Ms. Williams?
Yes, sir.
And as of now, each employee, all the elected officials except yourself, Judge, and each employee, the elected officials all get a 1,200 raise except for you, and then all the employees get at least 1,200 because there's some, like you have some with certification getting extra money and all that. But basically, generally speaking, it's going to be 1,200 raise for all elected officials but yourself, and 1,200, a minimum of 1,200 for all employees. Am I correct?
You're correct, but a better way to state that would be across the board raise of $1,200 per year for every person that works for the county except for yours truly. And then we voted to compensate one person that had an appropriate certificate $1,800 in this budget year. We did not approve any policy on those advanced certificates.
And then Ms. Maine's clerk, you increased her salary. Right.
What we did was fund the second clerk at the minimum pay for a full-time clerk.
In other words, you moved her up from part to
The second clerk was paid a part-time clerk's wages because that's how she was hired.
She basically was at minimum wage, I think, we raised her.
So in other words, basically you agreed to fund her at full-time and then pay part-time?
Correct.
Okay.
And Ms. Williams, I had a question on the healthcare related expenses. Tell us a little bit about that.
Judge, what I did is I projected out as best I could what I felt the projection would be for claims at the end of the year. And I budgeted above that.
How much more above that did you budget?
The claims, and I'm going to, for the claims and prescriptions, I budgeted about roughly $360,000 above what I project this year to be. But that projection is the best that I can do, being that we have over a month and a half of claims yet to come in. I did budget a little bit under on the premiums, so I felt comfortable that, you know, budgeting an additional $360 in the claims would cover premiums should they actually increase over last year's. What premiums are going to be
I think that's a very smart way to do things. Mm-hmm. And what you've done is covered us with a $300,000 cushion that's in the budget.
Correct.
Based on the projection of what the claims were this year.
Yes, yes.
Now, we can't go invade that later.
That's correct.
Once it's in there, it's in there, but it can go forward in that line item the next year if we don't have to use it all.
That's correct. You can't transfer money now. Once you've committed to transferring money into the insurance fund, it stays there. You cannot transfer out to the general fund. But if you do not expend all of it, you have a larger fund balance to cover you the next year. You don't have to budget quite as much.
And this budget's on the table. And I'm sorry if I talked over one of y'all.
That would keep us also from having to declare an emergency and take it out.
Yes.
Exactly.
I mean, the hope is it won't be any more than the projections, but all we can go forward is the past. And then the budget also, in fact, increased the reserve fund, which I call the piggy bank increase, to 200 and what?
To 276,000.
Okay. Our goal was to do all of this, plus put an additional 270,000 in what I call the piggy bank, which is really in addition to the fund balance of a little over 3 million. So this budget does that, and in fact, you were able to squeeze another $6,000 into the piggy bank.
Yeah, that 276 is for critical emergencies that we did not budget for. But if it is not needed, it will help us as a county increase our fund balance for future emergencies.
Which we need to increase our fund balance. We're like real anemic on that compared to other people to our size.
Yeah.
Help me with the numbers on the insurance again. I'm looking at the 18-19 budget, and I'm looking at the 19-20 budget. And you said that you increased it by $350,000.
I increased it not over last year's budget. That's not what I said. I said I increased it $300,000 what I projected the claims cost to be this year.
So actually about $100,000 less.
Yeah, we're doing better on claims, Commissioner. So what I projected is through 8/30, we have $1,770,932, and this is for claims paid through 8/15, so that's our actual expense. If I assume the straight line projection, i.e. that we're going to remain very similar for the rest of the year, that would put us at $2,024,000 at the end of the year for claims and prescription expense. And I budgeted $2,387,113 for insurance claims and prescriptions. So I did not look at last year's budget. Last year's budget pretty much mirrored the prior year's budget. So I didn't look at the last year's budget. I looked at what we were doing this year.
It's one of the first years since I've been here that we've been able to go the other direction. Which is different. But what concerns me about it is what we do and have done every year because we haven't had the funds was that we project for expected and we never project for the maximum that could befall us. It's always a great concern that when that happens.
I don't think we can afford to.
I don't think we can either.
If we have a plague or something, it's all over with anyway. I don't know. But what the auditor has done is taken a mean average of what this is costing a month this year. And then projected that on to next year, and then added $300,000 on top of that.
Ms. Maines, you think that's moving in the right direction?
I'm looking right now. So the issue, and it's not an issue, she's taking the trend of the past 10 months and projecting forward, but we're not taking it into it's a very conservative because we got a $12,000 drug off every month, we got a $5,700 drug off every month, and that's just now showing on the claims. But traditionally, if you have a mature self-funded plan, which what you guys are, you budget 2.5 months of claims in a reserve fund. That's normally, and if you're saying this $300,000 cushion, what you're trying to do, that's in line with what you should be as a self-funded plan.
So we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah. So,
and to the point that you made originally, you were absolutely correct. I did not take into
But all you're doing is taking, which is very conservative, because you get one drug off and one might pop back up.
Exactly.
So it's going to be ebb and flow. But the maximum budgeting, the maximum cost. I think the way you do it is you get a happy cushion in between, and you look at where you were in the past versus where you are right now, and come up with a number that you're comfortable with. So are y'all funding every year to expected?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. What we do, Rachel, is we dedicate a certain percentage of revenue that flows in the general fund to the insurance fund. And we do that to match what we think the expenses are going to be. So I try to be conservative, but not overly, because we cannot move money back.
Once you put it in, it's there. Exactly. So your budget this year was that roughly almost 2.4?
Actually, it would be larger than that, because that doesn't include what I budget for insurance premiums, but just claims and prescriptions.
So Frank, when you were talking about the maximum, you were talking about health insurance cost overall, right?
Health insurance cost overall. Well said. Health insurance cost overall includes an insurance premium every year to cover the county from catastrophic claims when they go over an amount, and then we're self-insured on a big part of all this health cost also. That's very well said.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else we need to discuss about the budget?
I would like to make a motion that we issue a PO to Hall Truck Center to place an order for 4 6-yard dump trucks to be expended in the FY budget 2020. But why I think we need to do this now is if we don't get this PO placed by the 16th, we will get a 21 year model and it'll be more expensive. Is that correct, Mr. Jordan?
Yes, sir.
And this would be placing an order that's going to be financed through the leases?
Yes, sir. But they need a PO to go ahead and lock the four units, but we don't actually pay any bills until we take possession of them, which will be at least 75 days out. At that point, as Ms. Williams explained to me earlier, we will cancel this PO, we will reissue a PO into the 1920 budget year. But this is just so we can go ahead and get the 2020 models at the price that we've been
putting dubs on the trucks.
Yes, sir.
So what exactly is the motion, man?
To issue a PO. To
purchase
haul a truck,
order.
To haul, to issue a PO to haul a truck center to place an order for four dump trucks.
For four?
Yes, sir.
Where is the haul truck center?
They're located in Tyler, Texas.
Take a second.
Second.
Motion in a second. We go ahead and issue the PO for the four trucks we're going to lease for the county. Any further discussion? Those in favor indicate.
Aye.
5-0. I'll go ahead to number four. If y'all want to resurrect something before we leave, that's okay too. I'm not a stickler on details. Number four is discuss and take action on the burn ban. I think we need to keep it in place, but I'm listening.
I agree.
I do too. I haven't had enough at my house to knock the dust off of nothing, so.
Ms. Culverson did some work on this, and the Keach Index is over 700 from the Forest Service. Is that right, Ms. Culverson?
Yes.
And we got to be at, what, a 6 or a 7?
Well, 700 is like critical. Some places it's 645 and others it's 745, but the average is 719. Mr. Jordan.
I would just like to make a comment that we are going to stop mowing because of the burn ban, because it has gotten so critical. Any sparks, anything like that, I don't want to lose a piece of equipment. So if Mr. Williams could write it in the paper,
sure,
that we are going to stop mowing until y'all release the burn ban.
I want to tell y'all something funny. I signed the burn ban last Friday, thought I rode this, and then I'm going home and it's like raining like Noah's Ark, and I felt like a monkey. But then on the news, I didn't feel so stupid when they had that hay fire down there at Gladewater that they took 4 or 5 days to put
it's
out.
It's still burning right now.
And so a bunch of other counties have joined us since then. I was wondering when Gregg County was, but
I think we need to look on to
before when we've done it, we've had like Precinct 4 be really nice and green, and part of 3 and 1 would be just, I mean, dead grass, dead trees, bushes, and everything, but the northern part of the county would get more rain, so we've had to, and you can't lift it on one part and
what I'm hearing is 4 is better than the other.
In that area, yes. In that area.
Is the Forest Service recommending that you do this?
No, not necessarily. They publish a Keach Index, which is the moisture content under the top of the soil. And they do that for counties to look at to decide whether or not to call burn ban. Some judges, their threshold may be 650 in West Texas, but it's been our tradition over here in East Texas when it gets to about 700, unless it's a storm coming in that you know of, you need to go ahead and put down the burn ban.
Just lack of rain has made it up.
Lack of rain is what the problem is.
Yeah.
But I've kind of learned if you want it to rain for your farmer, just cut your hay and it'll come out of nowhere and rain on your hay. That's what I felt like Friday. I figured Mark Skirto was going to be on the news saying, this idiot over in Gilmer, all you people got flooded, y'all can't burn. We did the right thing because it got dry real quick. So, okay, so I'm hearing that we're going to
keep it. I'll make a motion to keep the burn ban active.
To the 30th or?
Yeah. Motion and a second. Motion and a second that we continue the burn ban. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0.
So it's still further notice?
Yes. That was my motion.
I'll get that thing in for you, Andy.
All right, number five, hear from Employee Benefits Consulting concerning Upshur County Employee Health Insurance Plan, including flexible spending account, which is called an FSA, with Infinisaur, stop loss renewal, and the runout claims agreement.
Yay. Lots of numbers, but you know, I'll follow up with a spreadsheet. Okay, take it.
Yes, ma'am.
HR girls already have one. So nothing but good news this year, which is great. The way that we work stop loss renewals is we start 2 or 3 months out and we just keep counting them against each other, right? So the numbers I present to you right now are only gonna get better in the next week or so because we're playing the last couple of carriers against each other. So the page that looks like this with all these numbers, I highlighted what's really important. So this is a lot of numbers back and forth, but the most important numbers on these page are your maximum claim liability, which is what Virgo was talking about earlier, that you guys fund to expected and not maximum. Now, I have not looked. Frank, do you know, since you've been working on this, have y'all ever had an aggregate claim, which is where you hit that maximum and you have to wait to get the money back? Okay, so, and I'm gonna look at that just because I, maybe 3 aggregate claims in 16 years I've seen. So normally I don't really look at that maximum number, the worst case scenario, because a lot of people don't hit it. The underwriters put a 25% corridor for a reason, because you're never gonna hit it, right?
But we're Upshur County.
Exactly, so that's the number I look at. So at the bottom highlighted, your maximum cost is decreasing on the first row, so that's your current stop loss carrier. So your current is in there with no highlighted at the bottom. Go to the next row, that's your stop loss renewal right now, as is, same eligibility with the same carrier. Your maximum cost goes down $319,000. Your fixed cost goes down that $42,485. You can kind of go across the row. Now, we do have one member that is a Medicare eligible that has some transplant issues going on right now. Nothing too bad yet, but they did put a little laser on there. Your laser liability went from $275,000 down to $60,000. So we're still sitting pretty there, and that is factored in that maximum cost. But you know, my suggestion, as is always, is at open enrollment, we really sit down and look at the Medicare and supplemental options, because this person's out-of-pocket maximum will go from your out-of-pocket maximum on your health plan down to $185. And you know, we've discussed this multiple times. So what I did is I took renewal as is, which is that first row, your maximum cost goes down $319,000 a year. The row right next to it is if the Medicare person was off, you can just see it goes down $60,000 a year. So if you go across to the next row, same thing. That's a different carrier, eligibility as is. Right next to it is if the laser was off. So I just wanted to show you guys, you know, if we start really doing some Medicare education, I know that's been a touchy subject with the county in the past, it always is. But like I always say, I'd really love a Medicare card because my deductible would go to $185 and $5,000. So the good news is, hey, we're saving money on fixed costs. We've got the high cost drugs off the plan, and our liability goes down over $300,000-$400,000, depending on what we do. And again, these numbers can only get better in the next week as I work it. So what you do is you take the stop loss carriers and you just keep squeezing them up to 10-1. So these are final right now, but we're gonna give them one last push to see if we can get a little more fixed cost savings.
Did I tell you to say, well, your stop loss maximum cost is going down $392,000?
Yes, you're staying just as is. Everybody that's on the plan now, every claim that's on the plan, it goes down $319,434.
You said you're saving money on fixed costs as well.
Yeah, so that's $42,485.
Okay.
So really, the lasers have come off for 2 reasons. We got that high cost drug off. That was a $175,000 laser last year. So what a laser means is the county is covering 100% of this person's claims. So going from 175 down to 75 on that person is a really good deal. Let's see, what else did I mention? Anybody have help? This is a lot of numbers. I'm going to send it to you in a spreadsheet, of course, but.
These expected cost savings to $92,000, that's a different number than what you were thinking.
Yeah, what I'm budgeting for the actual claims expense, that's different.
Yeah, so what she's budgeting for is on your current plan right now, with not a direct agreement. So what we've done that we're presenting is to go to from a $1,000 deductible at Christus to a $250 deductible, because we're taking all that out of United Healthcare, which nothing was helping with United Healthcare. It 60% discount wasn't fun. So Christus is taking 150% above Medicare, which is a 20% savings on every claims dollar that flows through that hospital system, right? So to me, that 20%, there's a dollar amount that the underwriters see on that. And that's where that savings is coming in. But you're doing the conservative thing because you don't know what's
coming. And I have no idea.
Exactly.
I have a budget for them.
Yep.
So you made direct contracts with these.
So we have for every belly button in East Texas, we have direct contracts with them. So, and then Longview Regional also, but I don't want to. I like the lower deductible at Christus because the pricing is much better.
Okay, so your numbers are based on. Maybe say another way. If you're correct, and if our auditor is correct, you could add the two numbers together.
You could.
And they would even be less, is that correct?
This is very, 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 very conservative because we do have the Medicare person sitting out there with a large, we're budgeting $350,000.
Are there any other, I know of two major prescription claims that we've been able to get removed. Are there any out there on the
yes,
horizon?
Yes, we have a list of like 15 that are 500 to 1500. So, you know, we started with those big ones and they moved down to 1000 to 5000. We got that $5,000 to $4,700 one. So now we go down to, we're left with injectables, the Novolox, Humalog, all the insulin medications. So at open enrollment, what our plan is to talk people through, hey, you know, what are your copays on your drugs now? Let us talk you through how we get them off of you. We want the copays to be lower, right? And in turn, we get them off the benefit plan. So
it's a win-win for the employee and the county.
Yeah, and it's at open enrollment where we don't have to do it on the phone. Sometimes doing it over the phone, they feel like it's TRIA.
Yeah.
And so I think face-to-face is a little bit better. And we can bring the manufacturer paperwork and do it for them. So, I think what else on here? Do you have any other questions on expected and max? And to talk through all these numbers, it's just a lot.
I just appreciate the effort y'all put in.
Okay, so let's talk through the deductibles that we're proposing. Right now, we've talked about this multiple times, that you can go to Tyler, which is right now with 155, half of the road shut down, getting stuck behind a big truck is not convenient for anybody. Or you can go to Longview. Most of the time, people want to go to Longview, but you guys had a $1,000 deductible there, right? So what we've done is we've done the absolute opposite. Say, flip it. We want a $250 deductible at Christus, right? $750 at Longview Regional, because Longview Regional's pricing is about 18% more than what Christus is offering. Mm. So we're cushioning that. And I'd like, you know, first year, we were gonna go down to $0 deductible, and I'm like, okay. That part scares me because I put on my consumer hat. And hospitals are out there for not-profit, but they still will go test the crap out of you if they know you've met your deductible, right? It's just reality. So I said, okay, well, we need to have some skin in the game. If everything is $0, you know, what if a doctor sends you to get 5 MRIs, a CT scan, and a PET scan, and then you've got 10 grand in claim sitting there when really that person only needed one test? So that's the reason we didn't go to completely $0 deductible. Make sense to everybody?
Okay, so the deductible at the Christus Good Shepherd system would be $250?
In the whole Christus system.
And does Christus, don't they have some facilities in Tyler?
They do.
Mother
they're
Francis. Hospitals
in Tyler. So any if you're out in, Kaufman, or, you know, there's all these Christus Trinity clinics,
okay.
Christus Good Shepherd, Christus Trinity Mother Francis. It's the system-wide.
And the deductible at Longview Regional is $750. And then The other one you said was $1,000?
Yeah, so we're going to keep, anywhere else is going to be the same that y'all had.
Anywhere else will be the same as we had before, which is what?
$1,000.
Okay. So, and I'm not fussing, because we got to do what we got to do. It may put somebody in a bind that already has a doctor that they know that's going to Tyler.
It was only 17% of your claims, and it was one large claimant that went there for a $0 deductible.
Okay.
The only other thing we had was somebody is going to UT in Pittsburgh, UT Health East in Pittsburgh, but nothing's hitting the deductible because it's just a general practitioner visits.
So like a clinic?
Mm-hmm. We did that study making sure that nobody would be interrupted.
No, I'm just trying to understand it.
Now, on this deductible, does that cover the ambulance ride too? Does that go to that deductible or not?
Yes.
It does?
Yes, that's a test.
Well, they own the ambulances, so.
Oh, they do, yes.
And that's a question that's going to be asked.
You should see the fiasco in Tyler right now.
Okay.
But you mentioned that Longview Regional's costs to us are 18% higher.
Yeah, so Christus has come to the table with 150% of Medicare. Okay, so Longview Regional, what they did is we said, hey, we don't want to lose what we were making on a UHC of Blue, called the Bucos, right? So we don't want you to undercut us because they're owned by a for-profit hospital system out of Tennessee. They're not local anymore, right? So I said, okay, well, let's meet in the middle. And it's roughly 168, 169% above Medicare, right? So we want to drive people to the Christus facilities. Plus, I think Christus, their quality of care is a little better than Longview Regional, just personally. So that's the reason we made that deductible. And we might be able to shift them where they move together, but Christus came to the table with them.
You think this $500 spread between the two deductibles is enough to encourage our people to use Christus?
It would encourage me. So. You know, especially if you have, you know, three members of your family. That's just, and Christus has a lot more specialties out here. Longview Regional haven't added any new specialists.
So you're going to do a big job of indoctrinating our people over and over and over again?
Yes, I'm going to turn everybody Catholic. We're going to have wine. Right.
Today?
Mr. Jordan had something.
This is for Ms. Means. Where does DCOL fall? Are they a regional since they're outside of Marshall?
Mm-hmm. So we consider DCOL because they have that back room partnership going on right now. They're not the same facility, but I think they're getting to where they're going to do that. So that's where that bucket falls in. And we can put a separate line so everybody knows, okay, I kind of thought at open enrollment and the guy, there'd be kind of a roadmap type of thing. Like, hey, if you go here, have the facility name, it'll be $250. Here, you know. That'll help. Well, we'll look at this 4 months and we'll do our first review probably at 4 months and look at where everybody's going and what the impact is. Because we don't have to stick with this all year long. This is basically a pilot program to see where our claims are going, if everybody's happy with what's going on. And I think they will be.
You said the $750 of Longview Regional as compared to the $250 Christus rate, because Longview Regional's pricing is 18% higher?
Yeah, so Christus, you have to take into consideration a not-for-profit hospital system and a for-profit hospital system, right? Okay. So Longview Regional no longer makes those decisions at the local level. They have to run it through Tennessee. They're owned by Healthcare Service Corporation, or HCA, I can't remember which one. So when they were local, so Christus is local. No matter if they're owned by the Christus Hospital System up in Irving, they still make their decisions locally. So what I did is I said, hey, you know, we have 40,000 self-insured belly buttons out here. What kind of deal will you cut us if I steer people to your facilities? So they want the volume and they want the traffic, and that's why we got them.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Do you have any questions?
What is the
CCOL is going to be powerful.
But it's actually going down. It's the deductible was $1,000. Yeah, you're saving.
Open enrollment.
Yes, ma'am.
Next week.
You stubbed that you got.
Doesn't deserve one.
So, and what we've done on last week, we went ahead and pulled eligibility from the Health First system and loaded it into the ABA system. So everybody's already got a member ID number before open enrollment. So we're going to capture changes at open enrollment. I don't anticipate a lot of changes. So that way, right after open enrollment, everybody has a temporary ID card. There's no questions, and nobody's waiting on ID cards past 10 months. So that's our goal.
So that's going to be when?
10th and 11th, is that next week?
Next week.
Tuesday and Wednesday, I think.
Tuesday and Wednesday, where do you go to do it?
Right here.
Okay. Pass the word, Tuesday and Wednesday, come by here between what hours?
8:30 to 4:30.
8:30 to 4:30.
You here through the lunch hour or not?
No. We normally take a lunch break.
Yeah. We love you.
I do too. I'm going to take it. I got to eat at 12, so I don't eat breakfast.
That's good. Intermittent fasting.
I don't care if you're from New York City. We're going to eat lunch, or I am eating sitting here while I'm back.
So, one more thing we want to talk about. So, the runout fees with Health First started at $11,300. We got a TPA fee abatement from the new TPA to cover some of those costs. So it's down to $4,900. I went to the new pharmacy benefit manager away from MedTrack, and I've asked for that allowance to cover that cost. So I'll know in the next couple of days. They told me Monday in the business. Shouldn't be an issue. And then I have to tell you, Paige is at home with sick kids today, but she did the shopping on your FSA, your flex spending account. But we learned that UMR was overcharging by a lot. We don't know where that money was going. It doesn't matter. But since we're moving away from UHC and UMR owns UHC, we thought move that away as well. So with Infinisource, they go down to $4.25 PEPM. Before, you had $4.95 per employer month, $2.95 with a debit card, $3.95. It's just like we learned Teladoc and, you know, kind of nickel and diming here. This is a flat fee, very transparent, and it's with a new vendor, just for the flex spending.
Awesome.
Questions? It's saving money and it's a better product. So, and you only have 30. You pulled a list, so. And we'll make sure everybody is handheld getting registered for the new vendor at the moment. And that's it. I mean, I think we...
is there any action the court needs to take today?
No, I need you to tell me, I mean, obviously on the stop loss, in my opinion, staying where you are, you're gonna save money. There's no reason to change a reinsurance carrier if we can keep battling them against each other. So I say we stay as is, we work on some Medicare education, we can only save money, but if not, you're still saving $319 on your max cost.
Okie doke.
So you want a motion to stay in our
current stop? So we're doing away with TRIA.
Yes, and I think that was already
approved. Yes, yeah. And what's the other one that we have? TRIA and?
Teladoc.
Yeah. No, we didn't do Teladoc. And so, are we keeping them the same?
That comes with the TPA, yeah.
That, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think you leave that.
Okay.
I like
Teladoc.
I mean,
Teladoc's out.
No. No. It's staying.
Oh,
we're just paying less for it.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Did we ever find out anything about if we were getting all of our rebates that we were supposed to, or if any of it was going somewhere else? I know that's is that okay to ask here today?
I don't think you were. Just looking at your pharmacy spend and the amounts that you're getting back, but moving forward past 10-01, you will be retaining 100% of your rebates because it's your pharmacy contract. It's not Health First pharmacy. But the thing is, we don't want a lot of pharmacy rebates because we want to see that pharmacy spend go down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think anything else right now?
So if we're going to stay with American Fidelity,
mm-hmm.
Do you need anything from us?
So when I squeeze them down another week, I'll need the final disclosure signed. I'll send the high cost claim report. Who signs that here?
Mm-hmm.
probably do that.
They let Mikey sign anything.
That big old...
Let the judge do that.
Yeah.
But between now and then, you just continue on with what you're doing, then bring it back to us? That's it?
And the thing is, the numbers can only get better. So I don't think with that, because you're not moving anything, we don't need a formal approval. We just need final numbers.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And thank you for coming.
I'll see everybody next week.
All right.
Oh, one more thing. We are, payroll deductions are staying the same, correct? We're not? Okay. I just wanted to make sure because we didn't, I needed that go ahead for the benefit guy to keep everything the same as to the employee.
Hold on. What did you say, Ms. Williams?
We did not budget for any change in the employee deduction, so I would keep them the same.
Okay.
And if we're able to keep saving the money and keep doing what we're doing, then they're, you know.
Well, I mean, that's the conversation for first of the year. We're going to look at how the claims are rolling. We'll know a lot more once we have, I'm kind of excited.
We hired her and we're taking her recommendations, right?
Well, it's the way I understand it, if we don't take any action,
right. You'll
submit to us what we need to sign.
I make a motion with adjourn?
No, we can't.
We got to.
That one, no. Because number two, you can't, you haven't done that one.
Hold on.
Well, we got
it. I got a motion to adjourn so I can go into my next beginning.
We did all this. We got adjourned.
We did public hearing, but we didn't take any action.
Yeah, we accepted it.
Discuss and take action.
We don't have to accept it.
Well, it wasn't any action to take, was it?
Just, you know, make sure.
Just kicking that thing.
Yeah, no.
Well, we said we're saying it.
I need a second on the motion to adjourn.
She's saying, hold on. She's saying that we need to go number two.
Well, we did.
We did, and nobody signed up to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a motion in a second.
Second.
All right.
Motion and second, we adjourn the special session. Those in favor?
Aye.
I think that passed 5-0. All right, that session's adjourned. Now we're going to call the addendum to the special session. Item number one, discuss and take action to accept a donation from Sam Baxter of $100 for the Upshur County Sheriff's Department and adopt a special budget for expenditure of same. Y'all need to tell us anything? We just need to approve the donation?
No, sir, just to approve, that's what I was informed today.
Okay.
On both of those items.
I'll call the next one, too. First and a second, we approve the $100 donation for the Upshur County Sheriff's Department. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number two, discuss and take action to accept a donation from Upshur County Crime Stoppers of $200 for the Upshur County Sheriff's Department to use for the Citizens Police Academy and adopt a special budget for expenditure of same. Same announcement, just need to approve.
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second, we accept the $200 donation from Crime Stoppers. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. The second one's to use in the Citizens Police Academy they put on.
Right, but there's no designated purpose for the first one. That's just whatever y'all want to use it for?
Yes.
Okay.
Number three.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to second to we adjourn. Those in favor, please indicate. Anybody opposed?
No.
Motion passes very quietly. 5-0, we're adjourned. Thank y'all for coming.
I'll come right there.